Today we have the gospel about the 10 lepers who were cured. One of them is a Samaritan, the rest are Israelites, Jews. Samaritans were hated, but when you're in suffering and pain, you tend to hang together. And so 10 of them were cured, and only one realized it, only one came back. There is a story about two friends, and one said to the other, "My life is terrible. My life is going downhill faster than I can catch it." And her friend gave her a little sign. "Things will change. I'll pray for you. I'll help you. I'll be there with you through this." And sure enough, after several months of all kinds of bad things happening, things began to change. She found a job. Her health improved. Her friends grew. And things got a lot better. And she met her friend who gave her the sign, "Things will change." He says, "I want you to have this back so you can give it to someone else that you can help with this great idea." And her friend says, No. Keep the sign because things will change, both for the bad and both for the worse. The fact that things change is one of those ancient axioms of Greek philosophy, that always things change. And in the Christian gospel, we realize that we can't control things. And as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, things that happen to us are not as important as what we do with what happens to us. It won't last. The 10 leopards that were cured. The real miracle is what Jesus says at the end. "Your faith has cured you." Because miracles are the movement of molecules, transferring energies, and whatever other ways we describe them. If anything miraculous happens to anyone, as happened in the scriptures, it will never make you a believer. It will never change your life. If you remember the story, A Christmas Carol, the hero of the story is Scrooge. And the hero isn't changed by the three ghosts that visit, by their terror, by their miraculous appearance. What changes Scrooge? His heart. The fact that he realized what he's been missing. The ability to view the lives of others in a new light. Scrooge is changed because his heart begins to see the beauty of relationships, the beauty of Christmas, the beauty of other people in his life. And so today, when we hear the story about the 10 lepers, the miracle begins years and years ago when they first contracted leprosy, because one of them developed a kind heart. One of them realized that the goal of life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become a good person. Whether you are healthy, whether you are ill, whether you are rich or whether you are poor, all these decorations, nothing will change you except how you decide to live your life with God's grace. So if the goal is simply to have a lot of stuff, or if your goal is never to be hurt, then that is not the courageous Christian life. Because the courageous Christian life is always looking forward, saying, no matter what happens to me, whether I'm lucky or unlucky, healthy or sick, rich or poor, every day I want to make an effort with prayer and faith to become a better person. And at the end of the story about the 10 lepers, Jesus doesn't say to the one leper who came back, "The miracle has cured you and saved you." No, he says, "Your faith has saved you." Even God can save you and make you a better person if you don't want to be one. You have to decide, you have to choose, and you have the power, no matter what happens to you, to be a great human being. And for people to say, His life is not the best, but he or she is one of the best people I have ever met. The goal is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to be a good person, and for that good person to make history happen. Slava Isusu Hristu!